And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Dolores Huerta, born 1930 in the mining town of Dawson, New Mexico, raised in Stockton, California, in the San Joaquin Valley. She was an elementary school teacher. Many of her students, the children of farm workers living in poverty, came to school hungry. And Dolores Huerta said, "I couldn't tolerate seeing kids come to class hungry and needing shoes. I thought I could do more by organizing farm workers than by trying to teach hungry children." She met Cesar Chavez, 1962. Together, they formed United Farm Workers. They organized the famous Delano Grape Strike, 1965. It went on for 5 years, striking to receive the national minimum wage, which finally they won. Dolores Huerta, the mother of 11 children, she said, "What I'd like to share with people is that what we have to give to our children is a social conscience, so they grow up knowing that this is something they can do, that they have power to help people." 1925, on this day, Fitzgerald's novel The Great Gatsby was published. It's the birthday of novelist Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941, joined the Peace Corps, taught English in Malawi and Uganda, moved his family to Singapore, then to England, and devoted himself full-time to writing. 1975, he came out with his book The Great Railway Bazaar, about a four-month train trip from Britain to Japan, which became a bestseller. His latest book, Deep South, Four Seasons on Back Roads, came out last fall. And it's the birthday of the writer Annie Lamott, born San Francisco, 1954, author of Operating Instructions, and her book, Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life. Anne Lamott, who says nothing can break the mood of a piece of writing like bad dialogue. "My students are reading an otherwise terrific story to the class and then hit a patch of dialogue that is so purple and expositional that it reads like something from a childhood play by the Gabor sisters. It looked okay on paper, yet now it sounds as if it were poorly translated from their native Hindi." Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett entitled Album. "The mental pictures I have of my parents and grandparents in my childhood are beginning to break up into small fragments and get blown away from me into empty space. And the same wind is sucking me toward it ever so gently as not even to raise a hair on my head, though the truth is that there are very few of them to be raised. I'm starting to take the idea of death as the end of life somewhat harder than before. I used to wonder why people seem to think that life is tragic or sad. Isn't it also comic and funny? And beyond all that, isn't it amazing and marvelous? Yes, but only if you have it. And I am starting not to have it. The pictures are disintegrating, as if their molecules were saying, 'I've had enough, ready to go somewhere else and form a new configuration.' They betray us, those molecules, we who have loved them. They treat us like dirt." A poem by Ron Padgett, Album, from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.